Welcome everyone to another edition of the Call You a Lot Podcast. Yo! Today, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you what Tyler Perry was talking about when he said, let him go. You're going to listen to it. Star Trek fans, I'm going to try to find a video of First Contact Day. They had the women of Star Trek on here. I was listening to them on the way home, and I'm going to try to play you some of it. Stay tuned. Hey everyone, it's Memorial Day. If y'all going out, y'all going to get together, y'all going to have a Memorial Day barbecue. The pandemic is almost over. Is you going to get help Joe Biden get his gold? Just make sure you be careful. We can talk about that. In the news and much more. I'm going to try to get in this new episode of the Call You a Lot Show. Excuse me, got a cold, the weather's changing, I don't got COVID-19. You do get normal stuff, you still get the normal sickness like colds and flu. So, just bear with me. So let's talk about this barbecue. Memorial Day. Almost around. How many of y'all gonna celebrate Memorial Day? I just hope our Nancy and them will celebrate Memorial Day. You know, it's been a long time for the family been together and I just hoping that we all get together on Memorial Day. If not 4th of July. So, this family, if you're listening, if you do, I know I probably won't get up there with you, Lisa, and my, but y'all just post your Memorial Day barbecue or your 4th of July pictures on Facebook, you know, and I'm talking about cousins and all family, okay? And that's concluding the audience. My audience, and everyone across the country. Not only my family, but everyone's family. If you want to celebrate Memorial Day. But I ask you, please be careful, because the pandemic is still going on. And just wear those masks until they tell you not to wear them no more, okay? We almost through this, people. Almost. They pour money into the economy left and right, okay? They just giving us stimulus checks left and right. The first one, the second one, third one. I didn't think it was going to be a second one. But Donald Trump said, yeah, it's going to be a second one. And we got the $600. But talk about the third one and a fourth one. I mean, the guy Ron, he's on YouTube. He do financial things. And he talk about, he break it down. When we expect the fourth stimulus check. Now, this is still concrete information, everyone. That means it's still up in the air and everything. It's still working on the Build Better program, Build Better Back America. And it's still working. And Congress, everybody that working, our lawmakers, is on the, is out on the section right now. I mean, they went break. They went spring break, you know. They will be back soon. And they're going to be working on this bill. Now, excuse me. I got a cold, people. I'm good. I got vaccinated. I got my two shots. So every time you hear me cough, don't think, oh, no, he got it. No, I don't got it. Okay? All right. So, excuse me. It's just a little cold in here. The weather's changing. And people do get sick. People still get the normal cold and get the normal cough. Okay? I don't think we're ever going to get rid of the human cough. Human cold. You know, it's been with us forever. And it's pretty little cold in the apartment right now. And the winter atmosphere is changing. I turned the heat off because it's getting warm in here. I turned the fan on and we came right out the window in spring. And I ain't waste no time turning the fan on while it's still in March, April, and still a little chilly and everything. So that's why I got a cold. Okay, it's a cold. Okay, a cold. And I will be going to my regular doctors. They're going to make sure. They're going to check everything. She's going to check everything, including COVID-19 tests. Okay, and I get that every Tuesday at my job. Okay. So, I don't have it. Okay, family? I get checked every Tuesday. Every Tuesday at my job. The head nurse, she dig up my nose. Yeah. And I get checked every Tuesday. Alright, so let's put that out. But let's get back to the barbecues. I just want to see your pictures of your barbecues and everything. You know? Let's deal with it, okay? You know, and so Moyo Day is coming, and just be safe. 4th of July, we take a break in June, and when you do get those stimulus checks, like I said before, people. Just be smart, be mindful, and don't spend it on crazy stuff, okay? Put that money away just in case it be another pandemic. Don't know. This one was a surprise. It caught everyone off guard, okay? So we don't know what's in the future, okay? And you need to have money in the bank. Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to make you panic or nothing, but like I say, the United States government is crooked. They crooked. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. But y'all, if y'all wanna read more about that, just go on YouTube and rest. Conspiracy stories and stuff like that on the government, FBI, CIA, on UFOs and stuff, if you want to know more about that. But I don't want to start nothing, and that would be a good topic in the upcoming episodes to talk about. But let's go back to the barbecue, you know, and before I do get into it, just be safe, okay? And they do got the vaccines out. Vaccines are safe. And it works and everything. Okay? Just be safe. If you're going to have a barbecue, be safe. Okay? Talking about everyone. Not only in Baltimore. Everyone across the country. And all my listeners from all the cities that I see on here who are listening. Tell your friends about me. The Queen Without Show. On speaker and YouTube, push that like button, download the podcast, and watch me on YouTube. I will be making some videos soon on YouTube. Go to Facebook, leave a comment, a like. Go to my Instagram page. I'm sure you can find me. And Twitter. Soon, like I said, on past podcast shows, you will be able to call in and leave your comment. Now, what I'm going to do is, when you leave your comment, I'm going to, before the show starts, I'm going to play your comments. You know, and at the end of the show, I'm going to play your comments. And I'm going to let you call in, and you just leave a comment how you like the show and what you want to hear more, what topics you want to hear more, and just what you think about today's show and stuff like that. All right? That's coming soon. I don't know how soon. I don't know if it's going to be later in the year or next year, but it's coming. All right? So I already got the phone. And I already got the phone number. But it's coming soon. I'm not going to give you the phone number because I don't want you to call in and everything. Okay? So, here's Todd Perry. And I'm sure everybody who watched Todd Perry movies or plays heard this right here. And this is what I mean about people come in your life. Let them go. Let them go.
So you know what this is what I learned in all these years on this circuit. If somebody wanna walk out of your life, let them go.
Let them go.
Especially if you know you've done everything you can do, you done sat around and been the best man or the best woman you can be, and they still wanna go, let them go.
Let them go.
Whatever they're running after, they'll see what they had in a minute, but by then it's gonna be too late.
That's right.
Because you're sick and you're cold. Because half these people you be sitting around crying about and worry about 2-3 years from now, you ain't going to even remember their last name.
Sure not.
How many times you done seen folks somewhere, you be like, what the hell was I thinking?
I don't want to say nothing, guys.
What was wrong with me? What was I going through? I must have been lonely as hell to hook up with you. Let folks go, son. Some people come in your life for a lifetime. Some come for a season. You got to know which is which. And you're going to always mess up when you mix them seasonal people up with lifetime expectations. You can't, they got people that got married with people they was always supposed to be with for a season. And they got married to people they always supposed to be with for a season and wonder why they had so much hell in their life. That was the person that was supposed to come and teach you one thing. You didn't know it, so you just fell in love. And now you wonder why, hey, you ain't got no peace, no way you're going. No, no. Listen, I put everybody come in my life in the category of a tree. Some people are like leaves on a tree. Wind blow, they over here. They unstable. Blow the other way, they over here. Ain't nothing. Season change, they wither and die. They gone. That's all right. That's some people. Most people in the world are like that. They just there to take from the tree. They ain't there to do nothing but take and give shade every now and then. That's all they can do. But don't get mad at people like that. That's who they are. They ain't gonna never be nothing. That's what they put on this earth. Be what they are. A leaf. Some people are like a branch on that tree. You got to be careful with them branches, too, because they'll fool you. They'll get there and make you think they're a good friend and they're real strong, but the minute you step out there on them, they'll break and leave you high and dry. But if you find you 2 or 3 people in your life that's like the roots at the bottom of that tree, you are blessed, because that's them the kind of people that ain't going nowhere. They ain't worried about being seen. Don't nobody have to know that they know you. They ain't got to know what they're doing for you. But if them roots wasn't there, that tree couldn't live. You understand? And they ain't got a whole lot. A tree can have 100 million branches, but only a few roots down at the bottom to make sure it get everything it needs. I'm telling you something. When you get you some roots, hold on to them. But the rest of them, let it go. Just let it go. Let folks go. Ain't nobody said it was going to be easy, but it'll get easy when you learn how to love yourself. When you get to a point in your life where you look at people and you go, okay, wait a minute, you or me? You.
And I'd like to listen to some more before the show is over. But that message is so special to me. I mean, that's what I was doing when Candy first left, you know, sitting around moping and like life has just shift me off the earth and everything, you know. And it was a sign from God that it was time to let her go, you know. He was giving me all kinds of signs. And that's my message from past podcasts. Just let them go, you know. Let them go. What else? The stimulus checks. Memorial Day. And Star Trek. Okay, Star Trek fans. I'm so pleased to have First Contact Day with y'all. I didn't know they celebrate First Contact Day. And anybody don't know what First Contact Day is, it's the day that the Federation was founded. And all the Star Trek fans, cast and crew, creators of Star Trek, they all get together for First Contact Day. And once again, that's the day that the Federation was born. If you saw Star Trek First Contact, they would tell you the birthday of the First Contact. And that's in Star Trek Generations. Not Captain Kirk and all, but Picard, Patrick Stewart, Jonathan Franklin, and LeVar Burton, Michael Dune, and a great other cast. Wonderful cast. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. That whole cast was one of the best cast that TV ever put together. This one. Next year, Deep Space Nine is too, but I would just say, is this one of the best cast ever put together? Not a meaning that they didn't have problems on the show and all. Every job had problems. Every job had a bad apple on it. I mean, all jobs, even in acting, no. But First Contact Day is the day that the Federation was born. So that's the non-Star Trek fans. You understand that now. So, as Star Trek fans, we do have our Star Trek holiday. And, you know, the birth of the Federation. Hopefully, one day that will come true. But we won't get to see it in our lifetime. We're lucky we got to see a black president. But I don't think we ever going to see the Wolf Drive or see ships fast traveling and speed of light. I don't think we're going to see it in our lifetime. I don't think about 5 or 7 centuries ahead of us. About 7 centuries. I mean, 700 years ahead, you probably will have it. But we're not ready for it. And that's what I want to talk to you about too. Those who love NASA, and the space and all. I just want to ask the question of the day. Do you think that we're wasting money for space exploration? Do you think NASA is wasting money to send robots to Mars and stuff? Or do you think it's worth it? And a lot of people will argue with you, yeah, it's worth it. But all the problems here on Earth and all the problems that we got with other countries like Russia, I mean, we should have been friends with Russia. I mean, we should have settled our difference with Russia a long time ago. I mean, the bickering is getting so boring. It's just like a soap opera between the two countries. You know, what I would just say to Russia and America, won't you just go ahead and get married and be happy ever after? You know, stop bickering and let your citizens enjoy life, you know? It's just crazy, you know? And there's a lot of crazy people who just want to push that red button and destroy 200 and some years worth of stuff that we worked hard for, and it would just be gone in a blink of an eye. A blink of an eye. Everything we know and everything we built will be wiped out just because two countries can't get along. You know? Come on, man. Come on, presidents. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm talking about past and present. Come on. What are you showing the kids? You know? Nobody in the ghetto know anything about Russia. Know anybody from Russia. Or any of those protesters on January the 6th know anybody from Russia. How can you hate somebody if you never met them? How can you don't like nobody if you never seen them? And they probably got a lot of people in Russia. They're so sweet, so smart, and all. And we got a lot of young minds over in Russia that probably can help us with some of the stuff that we want to do. If the two countries just join forces together, just put down your hate and join forces. That's the same with North Korea, you know? Just put down your hate and just join forces, man. It's easy to do, you know? Just easy. Someone surrender, you know? Someone marry somebody. Putin. I mean, I ain't talking about physical marriage. I mean, Putin and Joe Biden. Come on, man. It's getting tired, you know? But that's the way the world. I love everybody around the world. Even some people don't like me because of the color of my skin and all. Or because I'm an American. Still my heavenly brother. You're still my brother in God's eyes. You're still my sister. You're still my sister in God's eyes. Okay? That's the way I see it. You know? And I just think everybody just leave a comment. Go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe. Put like. Hit that notification bell. And every time I put an episode up on YouTube, you will get a notification on a new episode and a new video and everything. And leave your comments for the day. Shall we continue the journey of space activation? I think we should put it on hold. Don't stop it or nothing. Just put it on hold. Take that money, put it in schools. Take that money, put it in the roads. Take that money, rebuild homes. Rebuild homeless shelters. Get all the homeless off the street. Get all the poor. Work on our economy. Bring that nation debt down and everything. And get this country strongly back on course. It haven't been on course for 4 years. It was knocked off course for 4 years. It was knocked off course because the worst person they put in office knocked this country off course. I mean, way off course. And poor Joe Biden, he just got so much work to do in the next 4 years. I mean, I love you, Joe Biden, but I'm glad it's not me. Hats off to you, Grandpa. I mean, you got the biggest job in the world. You do, you know. But this is a Build Better plan. You build better plan is to get everything up to date. Schools, roads, our nation grids. And when I say grids, I mean electricity, our water supplies. I mean, that's what he's trying to do. That's why we get another stimulus check. It's going to be another stimulus check in this bill. And that's why this bill is very important to pass and everything. And so I'm sure, hopefully, y'all be following the news and keeping notes and everything. And hopefully, this will be a stimulus check that we'll get every month. The $2,000 and then $1,000 every month. And hopefully, they every time they make a bill, they won't put a stimulus check in it. Okay? And I think four checks should do it. You know, I think it's time to get people back to work. Because you keep giving checks to people, they're going to get used to this. You know, I would say to Joe Biden and the people in the White House, one more check. Just one more. Okay? We don't want to get the American people lazy. Just one more. Okay? That's what I would do if I was president. I would get on TV and say, okay, just one more. We're going to try to give you $1,000 a month until the pandemic is over. Okay? Once the pandemic is over, you need to get your butts back to work. Even if you get the $1,000 a month, you should still go to work or try to find a job. Okay? That $1,000 a month could have worked, could last at least for 3 months, could last for 2 months. You know what I'm saying, guys? Yeah, I'm really talking to the guys, you know. The women too, but I'm really talking to the guys. Don't sit around watching football and playing video games with your buddies and getting $1,000. That $1,000 could only last one month, 2 months, 3 months, you know. So don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. Don't forget, this is still America. And America always got tricks up its sleeve. Say again, America's always got tricks up its sleeve. They wait till you get comfortable, and then they come and get you. I ain't saying no more because I might get in trouble. Say it too much now. But I got to get the hats off to the IRS. And the hats off to Joe Biden and his team. And yeah, America need one more stimulus check. That's my opinion. Okay? I don't know y'all opinion. That's my opinion. Just one more. Because I don't want to live in a lazy country who don't want to work no more. Get your black and white butts out there and work. I'm getting up to work. You get up and work. So, everything is going well for me. And last time I told you about the little problem that I was having. Now, hopefully so far, this problem is quiet. I won't say it's over, but it's quiet. And that's why I say God working in my life. And I thought my landlord was going to be mad at me because I pulled away from the agency that helped me pay my rent and everything. Because I want to do it myself. You know, it's time for me to do it do it myself. You know, stop having people do it for me and do it myself. Write the checks, mail it to the landlord, like I'm supposed to do, you know? So I got on the internet, ordered me some checks, some envelopes, ordered me a book of checks, and with the good will of God, I'm going to get this thing right. I promise God that I won't miss not one day of work if he finds me a new job. I just promised God before I start this show, if he helped me do this, pay my rent on time every month, I promise him I will not miss not one payment. If he keep all the craziness out my way, he'll make a path and keep all the craziness out my way. That means the stuff that try to take money out of your bank account and stuff. If he help me keep that money in the account and, you know, just make sure it's there. When it's time to take it out, I call Henry. He'll help me write the check. We'll write the check and we'll figure out a way what we were going to do with the check, you know. And when it's time to put it in the bank account, so I got a checking account, savings account, and I got a receive account from PNC Bank. So I already got three checks. Well, I got two checks account from PNC Bank, and I got a savings account, and I got a receive account. So I already got four accounts from them. And the second checking account is for my credit card payment. And that's what I want to pay my rent with the credit card checking account. And I got that checking account just for my credit card. So when it's time to pay my credit card, I just send some money over to that checking account. And my credit card will be paid. So that's when I want to put the money in, the rent money at. Put it right in that account. And I'm just going to add a little extra in that account too, just in case. So when the bank, when it gets to the landlord, the money will be sitting there and hopefully it won't be bothered with. And I'm also going to have money in my other account when I got it at MT Bank. And I'm going to have that money, this standby money. So I still got money from my Derek Stimmons check. Just on standby, just in case they have any problems. No. On the check. Don't worry, I got this plan, family. I got this plan. I'm going to nail this. And I'm going to nail it every year. Every month, I'm going to nail it. So I got standby money and from my stimulus check. That's in another bank account. And I'm going to put this money and I'm going to get paid next week. Put this money in the checking account that I got for the credit card. And in my regular checking account, that's just for paying Netflix and Prime Video and all the other stuff that I have, like cable and stuff like that. So I call that my regular checking account. And my rent checking account, that will be just for the rent and the credit card. And the other two, I just do like Uncle Tuck told me to do. Take a little bit of money, put it in my savings account every week, every 2 weeks, just put it a little bit away. And that's what I've been doing. Now, the receives account, that's where the stimulus check goes. When the IRS sends my stimulus check, that's where that goes into the receives account. So anybody got PNC bank account, you already know what I'm talking about. So now I got a control of my rent, got a control of 100% control of my money, and 100% control of my rent and gas electric. Well, not gas electric yet. So I got a call down. They called me already. So I got to get control of my gas electric. And I got to call them soon. So I can transfer it over to me. And let's pay my cable bill and my gas electric. And just make sure that rent pays. Those three bills. That way, I could continue doing my podcast show, you know, with the internet, you know, and watch my cable. You know, Infinity, they got all the streaming service on Infinity. So, and also got the streaming service on my phone. So, I don't know. I should cut some of these streaming services off. Because I think I'm paying twice for the phone and Comcast. And I know HBO, you got to pay $14 to Infinity. Now, I do pay Netflix and Prime Video, and I get to watch that on Infinity. But HBO Max, that comes with my cable bill of $14. So, and there's a lot of other stuff on my cable that they got on, and I told them to take off. So, my question is, how many streaming services do y'all got, Scott? Do y'all got Hulu? Do y'all got HBO Max? Do you got Disney? Do you got Prime Video? Or you got Netflix? Or do you have all of them, like I do? I got Disney. I don't have Hulu yet. I cut that off for a while. So I got Disney. I got Prime Video. I got, and I even got YouTube. I watch movies on YouTube. But that's for free. I watch the free movies on YouTube. But I watch movies on YouTube. I got Netflix, Prime Video, Disney, Paramount Plus. That's for Star Trek only, though. What else is out there? Well, Peacock is part of Infinity, so I get that for free, with the internet. What else I got? I think that's it. Netflix, Prime Video, HBO Max, and Netflix. Netflix, Prime Video, HBO, and then Disney. And I got Disney Plus and Paramount Plus. So it's already five. Yeah, I know. But if you balance your money, if you still got money from your $1,200 and you move it over to your $600 and then you move this money over to your $1,400, you got money for it, you know? And plus, I play games online. I play games on my Xbox One, so I got Microsoft Pass, Game Pass. That I paid $14 for. But I get all the free games. I play all my favorite games. You know, don't have to pay no extra. Paid that Microsoft Plus Game Pass $14 a month. You get EA Sports, all football games. All the football games they made for EA Sports. From Madden 16. All the way up to 2021. You get to play it for free. Every month. You get all the war games. Battlefront. All the games. And it's just, they add more games every month. And Microsoft games, you get a whole bunch of live games. Now, you can buy these games too. But, you know, If you buy Game Pass, you get it for free. You get to play them for free. No. Now some games I had to buy, like Grand Theft Auto and all and everything. And I get Grand Theft Auto online and everything. So it's pretty good. It's just a good thing for me, you know. So I'm just hoping that everybody not in that situation or within that situation that I'm in has gone on and proven to the people who say you can't do it, prove to them that you did do it. And you're paying the rent every month. Long time ago, you wouldn't pay your rent. You're late on your rent and everything and stuff like that. Now you're doing good. But I'm going to do good, you know. And I just, every day I get up, I just feel blessed, you know. It's like my family always pray for me on both sides, you know. And I pray for them too, and I love them. My blessings goes to them too. My aunts and uncles, especially my brothers and sisters, and especially my nieces and nephews, and most especially my mom and my dad, you know, and of course Aunt Nancy and Aunt Diane. Those two women too, because they helped raise me, you know. So. And Uncle Harry and Aunt Alice. Well, I say aunts and uncles. And of course cousins, okay. Can't leave you out, Pappy and Tia and all. But, you know, it is. And just be here to do my own podcast show, even though it ain't about that much and everything. I talk about the things that I've been through. And I do got listeners from around the world and country. And I'm so blessed that y'all do listen to me. And hopefully y'all tell other people about me and all. I pray every day before I start. I just pray before I started. Now, and Lucy, when I come in from work, I just go straight into the room, go to sleep and watch TV. But today, something just told me to do your show. Just start doing your show. So here I am. And I'll probably do this tomorrow too. You know, because actually I really found something that I love. And that's another question. Have y'all ever found something that y'all love to do? You're finally doing it. Okay. And that's all I'm going to ask you. Just go to the YouTube channel, leave a comment. Where you would like to show. And go on and leave a comment and everything. And don't forget to subscribe and put the like button. It's just been great for me. Ever since 2017, ever since my brother came down from 2016 to all the way to now, it's just been great. I mean, I think he was the big blessing that started everything. And hopefully we'll be reunited after all of this is over with. And Mom, Brian did gave me your phone number, okay? So I do have to find it. I think I put it in my new phone somewhere in here. I just haven't looked yet, you know. So I will call you. I will call y'all if I get a chance, okay? No promises or nothing. I know I keep saying I'm going to call and all. But I do got your house number, Mom. I remember Brian gave it to me, and I looked at my own phone, and there it was. It says, Mom. And I remember when he gave it to me, I put Mom. And there it was right in the phone. And the cracked phone that I had. I got about 5 broken phones. So I just looked in that phone. And as you was. So what? It's in the new phone. The new phone that I got. Not exactly new. I got it last year. No. But it's in this phone. So when I get another phone, I just put your number in there. But I will call you. As you know, I'm not good at calling everybody. Uncle Harry and Aunt Nancy get on me all the time about it. And I'm gonna start doing better. Okay, I'm going to start getting back into that. Because one time, I used to call all the time and everything. But I'm going to start calling again, okay? I'm going to get in the habit of start doing that again. And since the pandemic is almost over, not quite, we're not quite out of the woods, okay? So don't quote me with that. Y'all need to keep watching the news, okay? I'm saying it almost over because every time I hear the news, it's about 50%, 60% vaccinated. That's why I say it's almost over. Not quite, but it's still going to be around. You know, still got to be careful. When everything is back to normal, everything is back, we're gathering, some rain cookouts and stuff like that, people still be careful, okay? All right? So, we're going to go back to Ty Perry with another message. If they want to go, let them go. Here we go.
I never told nobody where I've never in my life just thrown. Nobody would just say, look, don't bother me no more. Don't talk to me. I've never done it. What I do is I tell them, look, this thing you're doing right here, that's going to cause a problem. You need to fix that. Because if we're going to be friends, we're going to be cool. You got to fix it. And if you don't, gonna have an issue. If you see somebody fix it or they even try to fix it, that's somebody that cares. Keep them people around. That's a leaf that's trying to grow up and be something else. You understand? But if you tell somebody that what you're doing is hurting me and I need you to stop it and they keep doing it, they don't care, move on. Let them go. No matter how much it hurts, let them go. And it'll get easier, I promise you, every day it'll get easier and easier and easier. You just gotta make it through. You hear me, son? And simply, you got to learn how to be by yourself, son. People have to learn how to be alone. I don't understand all these people. Oh, I need somebody. Lord, where's my man? Lord, where's my woman? That is crazy as hell. If you don't know how to be by yourself, what you going to do with somebody else? Stop praying about it. Shut up and wait. Go work on you. Hell, that's what that time is for, to get yourself together. I'd rather be in a corner by myself with a puppy and a goldfish and be happy than to be sitting around with somebody in my house. I'm wondering what the hell they there for. You would be surprised.
Let's stop it right there. You heard what she just said? I'd rather be alone by myself with a puppet and a goldfish or sitting around crying about somebody who left me. You know? Now, how many of y'all do that? Wow. That's a strong message right there. And she said, stop crying about it. It will get easier as time will go along. And I can't express enough. People, I cannot express that so much how true that is. Because when I was going to my dark days back in 2010, 2011, 2012, it seemed like no one would come to me. It seemed like Candy just picked up and left. Didn't care. Or nothing. You know, when my lights was out, my rent was back, and Uncle Tuck was the only one that stepped in and took money, $2,000, and saved my future. Probably myself too, because my low esteem was getting so low. It was getting low. And if you find somebody like Uncle Houston in your life, that branch, that you know, that root, I don't care if he's an uncle, aunt, cousin, brother, sister, whoever, dog, whatever. Do your best to keep that person. Okay? Just like Tyler Perry said, take some time to be you. take that time being alone and do you. Okay? Okay? Don't worry about other people. I mean, as you go along, things are going to get easier. And people are going to see that. And some more roots are going to come your way. And you're going to be surrounded and blessed by those roots. Okay? Believe me. Guys, you got to believe me. I'm talking about the people who's going through a lot. Divorce. Who's crying. The guys who are crying. Talking about, she was good. She was good to me. I messed up. Move on. Okay? Move on. Same way with you, ladies. Move on. Okay? Take some time to do you. Okay? Please. Just trust me on this. Because as I was going through it, I took that time to be me. And then Shauna came into my life. She didn't stay there that long. So she was just like a branch, you know. And it was Henry who was like a root, you know, the root of the tree. Henry, my New York brother, he was like the root, you know, he knows that I was going through stuff. And I can call him right now and he will be there. So I just know that I'm going to do good on paying my rent this time. You know, Henry is just like the brother that my mom should have had too. If she would have had a fifth son, a fifth child, I think Henry would have been that child. You know, that's how amazing he is. And I just hope that Rich Croft will never let me go, because if they do, the agency that work with me, I would lose that good buddy of mine, Henry. So Henry, thank you for all you do, buddy. My New York brother, thank you. You and your family. I mean, Henry brought me a turkey over on Thanksgiving, came all the way out here, brought me a turkey. I was in the kitchen, ready to take a bath. He was banging on the door. But him and his family baked the extra turkey on Thanksgiving. They brought it over. And that's when Tyler Perry, that's when Madea was talking about the root of a tree. That's what he was talking about. That kind of person would go out in the rain and stick their neck out and do things with you. So Rich Croft, don't get rid of me if you're listening, because when your greatest employee is Henry, and if Henry leaves, I'm going to have to leave. All right. So I'll let you listen to a little bit more, and then.
Walk away from you. because your destiny is not tied to the person who left. Your destiny is never tied to anybody that left. The Bible said that they came out from us, that it might be made manifest that they were not of us. For had they been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. People leave you because they're not joined to you. And if they're not joined to you, you get super glued and you can't make them stay. Let them go. And it doesn't mean that Orpah was a bad person. It just means that Orpah's part in the story is over. And you got to know when people's part in your story is over. So that you don't keep trying to raise the dead. You got to.
You hear that? When people parts in your story are over, let them go. You got to stop trying to raise the dead. Let them go. This message is powerful.
No, when it's dead, David, when your boy is dead, wash your face and have another baby. You got to know when it's
told you, it's powerful, guys. It's powerful. Now, watch the play. When she said that, I was like, what? And my spirit was lifted more when I watched that play. You know, I was just amazed. And everything she said is true. When people play a part in your story and their part is over, it's time to cut and go to the next scene. Let that part go. Just like in a movie. They cut it, go to the next scene. You won't hear no more about the actor. He's gone. She's gone. The movie move on. Just like Harrison Ford. You want to be cut. He wanted Han Solo to be gone. So they did. They cut him and they let him go. He didn't want to be part of the greatest movie of all time no more. The movie that started his career. I'm sorry. I wish I had a lot of time to talk about this. I love y'all all. Thank you for watching, listening. Everyone around the world. All the country, states and Texas and Washington, Virginia, everybody. Tell your friends, Quay with our show. Go to Facebook, go to YouTube, put a like and everything. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Be careful, everyone. And Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Barbara, and I love you too. See you next episode, everyone.
Good night.